Okay, Chanukah, everybody. This evening, I'd like to talk about a Chanukah question. As I entitled the shiur, "Must one own the oil or candles used for Chanukah?" Lachem, which is a concept we're familiar with from lulav, and perhaps from other things. Is this such a requirement with regards to Ner Chanukah as well? So we know the Gemara tells us in the first source, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph and Mud Beis, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. The Mitzvah of Chanukah, in terms of lighting the candles, is to have a candle per household. Does not seem to be a mitzvah on any individual person, but rather on the household. How many candles per household? So we know there's the Ner Ishu Beiso, which the Gemara mentions here, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin, fine. But the basic mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beiso, as Rashi explains, there in Chofal HaBeis, Ner Ishu Beiso, Ner Echad, B'chol Laila, just minimally one candle per night. Ish, V'chol B'nei Beiso, Sagi Lo B'nei Echad. So one person and his entire household, no matter how many, he has a wife, he has children, perhaps other people living there, it doesn't matter, one candle suffices. It's a mitzvah on the, it's a household-oriented mitzvah. That's a simple reading of that Gemara. Now, a little bit later in the sugya, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the source number three, the Gemara talks about somebody who's a guest, very often comes up. So a person's going, a lot of people go away for Shabbos Chanukah to their in-laws, to their children, whatever. And they're going to be sleeping there and eating there, or they're going to other people's houses. It comes up all the time. So that's called an achsanai, or reich, a guest. And the Gemara says, on Rav Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, in source number three, Amar of Sheshes, achsanai chayv b'ner Chanukah. The guest has to light, Rashi says in source four, achsanai oreach, the guest has to light the ner Chanukah also. He's obligated in the mitzvah. But it's a funny, what do you mean he's obligated in the mitzvah? He's not at home. Okay, and this is not his home. Actually, just mamish 5 minutes before this year, somebody called me. They're going away for Shabbos. His wife is not able to go. His wife's going to be home, and he's going somewhere else, some other family simcha. And so he asked me if he's required to light. So I said no, because his wife is lighting for him at home. The wife's going to light here in Teaneck, and he's going to be somewhere else, out of town, not too far away. He's going to be at a family simcha somewhere else. So his wife covers his chiyuv. There is shubeso. And that's exactly this Gemara. Amar Abzera, Mireish, Kihavina Beirav, when I was a student in the yeshiva, so I was stayed by the, you know, by when I was learning by my Rebbe, Mishtatafna Bepriti Bahadushpiza. I would stay as a guest at somebody's house, and I would contribute a pruto, a coin, to them, and I thereby I'd be yotze the mitzvah Ner Chanukah in the house where I would stay. That's what he mentions, Hishtatfus Bepruto. I would give a pruto. But Boso de Nesivi, Itza, after I got married to marry my wife, Amina, Hashta Vadilot Svichna, the Komadlika Alibago Beisoi. My wife is lighting at home. So I can stay in the base medrash and stay over here and Yotze through her. Right? Boso de Nesivi, Rashi says, Upa Amim Shaisi Achsonai Lilmotor. And once in a while, I'd go away to learn somewhere. There's a Yarche Kala, the convention or whatever. So I'd go away for Chanukah for a few days, and I'd be learning, but I wouldn't have to worry about the candles because she's lighting at home. She's lighting Bishali, but go basically in my house. Now, from here, it would assume, it would seem somehow, now what's this idea of giving a pruta? What's this mean that the guest who's staying over in somebody's house has, if there's someone lighting for him back at home, okay, he doesn't have to bother doing anything. He's yotze with the wife or whoever it is lighting at his home. But if not, apparently that's what Abzera held. Well, he was a single student. He was a yeshiva, a single bacher, a yeshiva student. He would stay at somebody's house. They would have, that was the practice where we had dormitories, so people stayed in different people's homes. S and Tag, Kesta, you know, the different nicknames in Europe, they had like that in the community. The people in the community would put up the yeshiva boys to sleep and to eat in their homes. So then he said he wanted to be yotze near Chanukah, so he'd have to, that's where he lived, so to speak, in the other people's homes. So he would contribute a pruta. Okay? He would give a pruta. What was the idea of giving the pruta? So the Rosh explains there in Shabbos, in Perek Beis, in Siman Ches, source 5, the Rosh writes, Amar of Sheshes, Achsonai Chai B'nei Chanukah, Be'eno Yotze B'nei Roshal B'ala Bais. He's not Yotze with the candle being lit by the house because he's not really a member of that household. It's not his house. And he has nothing to do with the candle that the B'ala Bais lit. They're allowing him to stay as a guest, but he's not part of the family. So he says, he's not the family, a household member. So that's why he has to contribute to it. He has to have some kind of share in the oil or the candle that's being used by the balabas. That's how the Rosh implies. The Sefer Truma says it even more clearly in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Chof Ches, 6, number 6. Amar Bzeri quotes the Gemara. Okay, Mereisha Medelos and Sivna. Originally, before I was married, Havina Beirav, I was by the yeshiva, I was by the Rebbe. Mishatatfa Bepriti, Badish Bizeki, Haisi Nosin, Pruta Labalabais, Shisi Darimo, Kedei Shiela Chelek, Yeli Chelek, Beshava, O Beshemin, Lanerisha Chanukah. Again, it doesn't say that in the Gemara, but the Sefer HaTrumah is one of the Rishonim. Not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumos, two different works. The Sefer HaTrumah is an Ashkenazi authority earlier, Balei Tosfos, and the Sefer HaTrumos is the Talmud Ramban. And sometimes you see references mixed up, but then with two different people. So the Sefer HaTrumah, Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Chav Ches, he says, he puts the words in the Gemara. What Zera meant was, Kaisi, when I was in the yeshiva, I was living in somebody's house, dorming in somebody's house. Like he, I see no same pruta to balabai. So he see darimo. I would give the pruta to balabai and lose home I live. Kedei sheli chelik b'shava b'shemet. I would have a chelik in a candle, a wax candle, or the oil or whatever. L'neir shachanukim. Now hashti nesiviitza. Now I got married. Malachti limon. I went away for some days of chanukah to learn. Then sulo tzvichli and pruta shbizoy to come out like libeis. I'm yotzei with my wife riding home. But again, what the Sefer HaTrumah adds to our discussion is that it seems that you have to have some kind of chelik. Right, that you give the prutos, so he would have a chelik in that oil or that candle that's being lit. The Rashba writes in a tshuva, so it's number 7, chelik aleph in the tshuva, so Rashba is even tof kuf mem beis. Gam mi she'ocher al shulchan balabai, someone who eats by a host, afilu shochev abayis, even if he lives there, eino tzorech lahadlik. Okay, he doesn't light himself because it's not his home. Okay, he's a guest there. He had the mitzvahs near ish u beiso, like we saw back in source one, the Gemara and Shabbos, chafal ben beis, tanabana, mitzvahs chanukah, near ish u beiso. Well, this isn't his house. He's a guest in that house, even though they're kind to him and they're polite to him, whatever else, but he's a guest in that house. Avos continues the Rashbam, mikol mokom tzorach lishtatev. He, in order, he has an obligation to be mishtatev. Oh, she yakdel o balabais chelik b'shemen upsilas. Or the balabais can give it to him as a present. They don't have to give a coin. The balabais can be maknet to him, which is again through a kinyan. B'shemen, here the Rosh Bo writes, b'shemen upsilos. Not only the oil, but the wicks that he used as well. So you have to have some sort of connection to it. Now, this implies, at least as a possibility, that you have to have, there is somewhat of a din of lachem when it comes to the Neres of Hanukkah, because all these, the Achsanai has to contribute something so that the candle, the oil, the wicks belong to him as well. He has a chelik in it. The Meiri, on that daf in Shabbos, that's in Shabbos, Chov, Gimel, and Aleph, source 8, Achsanai, Chai, B'nei Hanukkah, and Kol Mokom, Eino, Tzorch, L'Hadlik, Atzmo, Ela, Shiyashatev, Atzmo, Im, B'nei Habayis, V'seyeh, L'hem, B'pruta, L'shemen. Again, he should help them by giving a pruta for the shemen. Then he adds Chachme Atosus Kasu. Okay, the next part of that Miri in 8. Miri writes me Kol Mokom Afem Kasu Shitzorach Lizor B'Shit of Zeh. But this has to be a clear and a properly executed partnership. Shelo Yadlik Zeh Laila Achaz Zeh Laila Acheres. They shouldn't have that. You know, all right, tonight I'll spring for the oil. Tomorrow you'll spring for the oil. Okay, and that's how we'll work it out. No, Eliyahu Hashemen Mishutof B'Chol Laila V'Laila. In order, in other words, apparently the Ramiri is holding that it's not, I can't just, okay, tonight I'll buy the candles. Tomorrow night you'll buy the candles. I'm a guest in someone's house. Tonight the oil's on me. No, that's no good. You have to have a shutfus in each night. Oh, ye tenu pruta, liskos chelek sham b'chol ha-leilas. Ve'elu v'adai dvar burim. It's 100% clear. Or I give pruta, that's for all, I have a chelek in all the candles the whole week. But it can't be, in other words, it seems that the person who wants to be yotze has to have some kind of chelek in the candle. Balabais has the candles or the oil, and the guest has to contribute something towards it. Now, the question is exactly how much you have to contribute. So the Sefer Haguda, one of the Rishonim, on Shabbos and Perek Beis, that's the Perek of Shabbos, where all the Chanukah dinim are found, Bava Malikin, in the Gemara. So it's Os Lamed Beis, and the Haguda, Achsanoi She'en Lo Yishu Beis, so a guest that has no wife lighting for him at home, Chayav Lishtatev. And then Shamati, Misha Shitev Chaver Imol, and there mitzv Tzorek Lohosif, Bashitin Lo Chavera. It's not Stam, the Haguda adds something, it's not Stam, I give a pruto. But the balabas should add a pruta's worth of oil, right? Or should buy another candle or something. You have to, you know, it has to be that the pruta contributes something, right? More than he would otherwise have. We'll come back to that point. The Rambam doesn't really say that so clearly. The Rambam does paskenes halacha hilchas Chanukah. It's really hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. The Rambam has hilchas Purim and hilchas Chanukah in the same section called hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah, two prokem on each. So Chanukah starts with paragimel. Because the Aleph Meis about Purim, Hilchos Megillah. So in the fourth parak, Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah, parak Dal, Aloch Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes in 10, Oreach, Shemadlikin Or B'Chos B'Soch Beiso, Eino Tzor L'Had Alav, Makom Shin Sareach Bo. A guest who's somewhere else, but there's some people lighting from at home, then he doesn't have to do anything. He's Yotze, but it's done at his home. Ein Lo Bayis L'Hadlik Olav, but there's no one home. He has no house, so no one else at home to light for him. Tzorach L'Hadlik B'Makom Shin Sareach Bo. okay, then he has a chiyuv of Ner Chanukah in the place where he's a guest, but he can't do it. It's not his house. So therefore, umishtatev imohem b'shemen. He joins them so that he contributes towards the shemen. That's what we see in the Shulchan Aruch too. Or Chaim Simon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph Source 11. Achsenoy she'ein madlikin ala b'beis. So tzorach lo says prutal about abayis lishtatev imo b'shemen shel Ner Chanukah. So that's the din. Now it's interesting because some pick up on that statement. Aguda the Bach, the Aron Archaim Sim Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Rose Aleph picks up on that Aguda. Dibramas Achsonai Chayv Lahadlik. You're at Kosher Baguda. Shomati Mishishite from Chaver Lechanaka Tzorch Lahosid Mashitin Lachavero Adkan Vetamo. And his reasoning is, says the Bach, Dimlo Nikar Shehosid Bishul Chavero. If it's not clear that the Baal HaBayis added more oil on account of the guest with the coin, the money the guest contributed. How is it clear that he has any shutfas here? Well, if he's a filo hosted koma shenosanlo, it doesn't have to be so calculating that the guest gave him $5. He's got to add exactly $5 worth of oil. No, he says a filo hosted koma shenosanlo elamixas namisagi the nikar nishtate masha hosted al masha harogil. He makes a little more oil, bigger thing. What?
Why? Why is this all being done? If I go to someone's seder and eat matzahs, I don't have to be mishutav in the matzahs on a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Why all of a sudden now this is all business with shutfus and money and whose oil is it? How comes?
So that's an excellent question. Okay, I have to mute you because it's echo. But that's an excellent question. What's this all about exactly? If I go to some discussion about matzah, but we'll leave it out for now. But you're right. If I go to someone's house, on Yotzei Sudeshante, if I'm Yotzei Pashas and Yotzei the matzah the more, you're right. We don't really understand it so far. What it looks like, perhaps, is that guess what? There's a din of lochem by Ner Chanukah, just like we have by Lulav. We're going to see. Maybe we'll have a different explanation, but that's exactly what I'm getting at. It's an excellent question. So hold on, we'll see. Getting back to this issue, okay, but you see it's 100% the good kasha because you see the Bach took it seriously. You have to have a little more oil. The Prichodesh disagrees with that, right? The Prichodesh there in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph 13, he says, again, he quotes the Rashba, quotes that they have to give a pruta, and he quotes Shemen Upsilos like the Rashba. Okay, and he writes, it seems to the Rashba, Mikan Nir in the second line of 13, Shemishtatim Chaver Ein Tzorchel Hosit Benair, Mashenosamlo, O Mixus Kemosha Kosmos Sever Bach. Okay, well, on there, he doesn't think that the Bach is right. He doesn't think that's right. The main thing is that the guy should contribute something, but it doesn't have to be that it's a calculate to give a little more. So he disagrees. On the other side, though, the Elia Rabba, again, early Achron, the Elia Rabba on that same Simon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Cotton Bays, okay, he quotes the Aguda. He says, Shamati Shatzarach Lahosiv Mashitin Chaver. He's got to add, otherwise, Pirish, Vimlo Nika Shosvi Shachaver Ika Chashoda. Right, you'll be suspected he didn't contribute anything. Well, if he's there, he said, my opinion is, afilo hosif kol mashenos miktasagi the nikah shenitata, that's the Bach. He says, a tamzeh dochuk. Okay, because what kind of hecker is that? What, when you put in oil, all right, today many of us buy these pre-filled glass things, always has the same, actually, I don't all exactly have the same amount of oil, but generally speaking, we do. But in the olden days, not that long ago, I used to play with the little glass things. It's a little metal thing that you held the wick in place. You pour the oil in. Are you so makbid to always have the exact same amount of oil? That's what the Elia Rabba wanted. You know, is it so clear you add a little bit? That's not so nicker anyway. It's not so recognizable. Maybe tonight he poured a little more oil into the glass. It's hard to say. He says, my hekesh, if I'm echad mosif al hashir mat, sometimes you add a little more. So who said it's so nicker that it was that somebody contributed? Gam kosher mitzvus maril, he quotes, and the aguda not mashma velochein nirali, he says, guess what? Can't just add a little bit. Taima shaham, nearly taima shaham, madlik mechuyiv liten kashir chatzi shah. If the guest has to contribute, and he has to add the chatzi shah, that's the minimum amount of time that the oil has to burn, right? So you have to add a half hour's worth of oil. Right, the oreach, the guest, the achsanai has to contribute a half an hour's worth of oil, and that's what you got to add. Okay, lechach tzarch lahosiv dim lo kain lo han lo nasan kadei chiyuv. Otherwise, you didn't get what I gave him a penny, so he had another drop of oil. That doesn't do any good, says the Elia Rabba. Right, that the Baal HaBayis is lighting the candle for himself. He's lighting the oil for himself. So that's what we do anyway. So therefore, he says, you're going to have somebody else contribute. And the other person has to contribute the minimum shear for Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which is enough oil to burn for at least a half an hour. So that's what he says. That's the opposite. So the Bach says, yeah, a little bit. The Prichoder says you don't have to add anything. The Eliyahu Rabbah is the other extreme. And he says, no, you got to add a significant amount. You got to add enough that it would be enough to burn an extra half hour because that's the minimum shear. Okay? So, and then he adds again that the Rashba says that it's okay for the Baal HaBayis to be generous and to give it as a present. He says, I'm adding on your behalf. Okay. But anyway, so you have different shittas as to how much you have to add. The Magen Avraham, the Kotel Aleph, he writes there in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Kotel Aleph 15, Tzarech HaBaal HaBayis Hosif Ma'at Shemen Bishvilo, okay, or give it to him as a gift. The Prima Godim says, quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, the people got him there on that Magen Avraham, the Eishal Avraham, so you've caught an Aleph in 16. He said, look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, Mashma Shetzok, Shetanach Zoran, Shemen Kashir Chatzi Shah. But on the other hand, he says, I ain't Prichodesh, because Mashma ain't Tzok Alo Siv Klal. Okay, so you know, you have the Menachotz Al Akotz, you have the extremes. He says, the people got him, says, you Priti Mashma Kosho Sagi. That was the original language of the Gemara. Prita, Pruta. Pruta is a minimum amount. It's not a significant amount. So the Chumra, the Eliyahu Rabbah, seems to be a Chumra. The Pruta is enough. Okay, and what's the idea? So the Chai Odom writes in Klal Kuf Nundal, Zuchas Chanukah, Klal Kuf Nundal, Tzif Lamed Beis, Ach Sinoi She'en Lo Ish Bebeisa, O She Yodeh She'en Ish Tomad Lekes, the wife not able to life with him, Tzorch Lahadlik, O She Ishtate Vepruti Macher, the Hainu Shal Yidei Zeh, Makna Lo Chelek B'Shemen, you have to have a Chelek in the Shemen. Notice he also says, Tzorch Lahadlik, he could light himself. Okay, that's an interesting question. Well, maybe we'll get back to that. The Mishnah Brewer writes in Sukkot and Gimel, he says, in 18, Sukkot and Gimel, Sukkot and Gimel, Sukkot the Hainu she'ein tzarech ha'asana liten kol chatzi otzos ha'neiros, mak b'pruta sagi, that's enough, da'yidei zeh, mak no chelek b'shem, and he goes, yesh ma'achronim, right, who says they have to have, you know, half an hour and so on, but he doesn't seem to think that way, and he says also if you give it as a present, it's good enough, but he says at the end, does the Mishnah Brewer, mekol me'okam, yesh la'achsonai ner, nochan yoseh la'hadlik la'atzmo. He said, all this is plan B. Okay, but plan A, bring your own candle. That's what Mishnah Brewer says. Achsanai is a backup plan. You don't have oil, so then you contribute to the Balabasa's oil, and then we can figure out how much oil you have to contribute and how much extra you have to light. But he says, strictly speaking, if the guy wants to light himself, that's even better. I don't know, is that so clear? Or Soloveitchik thought that's not so clear, because the whole idea is it's not his house, right? So what do you mean? So that may hint at some other role of the contribution here, but we're going to come back to that point. Okay, and just keep that in the back of your head. What we just said, the Mishnah Brewer, and the Chai Odom says it. Okay, that the guest can light his own candle if he wants. All of this is he doesn't want to. He doesn't have a menorah. He can sleep with him, whatever. So then, just to be mishtatev pruta, give a little bit. And again, a machlokas how much, a little bit. But what's perhaps being hinted at here, at least according to what some suggest, is that maybe there's something else going on here. Okay, and that's what we'll have to analyze. Now we know. That just why is a pruta the amount fixed? So we know that a pruta is always the minimum amount. So something less than a pruta is insignificant. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Emor by Sukkah. Okay, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Membeis. It says Basukas Teishu Shivas Yamim Kol Ezer Chisol Beishu Basukas. We know that in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara has a drasha based on that. On that Chav Zayin Amud Beis in Sukkah, the Gemara says Chacham Omer Afa Pish Amrosh Ein Adam Yotze Yedei Chavasu Yom Tavishon Bulalava Shachaveru. Even though you can't be Yotze in the Sukkah, in the first day of Sukkah at least, with somebody else's lulav. Right, you can be yotze someone else's sukkah. We never find that if I'm a guest in a sukkah, I have to mishtatef and help and pay for the cost of the sukkah. Okay, no such thing, right? I can be yotze in the midst of sukkah, can someone else's sukkah. Why is that? The dechsiv kala ezach yisrael yeshu b'sukkas, melamed shekol yisrael ru'im leishu b'sukkah achas. Theoretically, everybody could have a gigantic sukkah. Every Jew could sit in the same sukkah. It'd be a little crowded, but every Jew could theoretically could sit in the same sukkah. Even though, and Rashi explains, what does it mean? The Rashi will call it Ezra and Chav Zayin Beis there. The Mashma Sukkah Achas Achol Yisrael, right? Because that's the play on the pasuk. Kol Ezra Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah. Apparently, could all sit in the same sukkah. But he says, clearly, if everyone could sit in the same sukkah, but even if everyone, there's not a pruta's worth of space, you know, for every single Jew, you know, the sukkah doesn't, however big the sukkah is, but if so many people, millions and millions of people, theoretically, okay, so they don't each have a pruta's worth, it doesn't matter. You don't need a pruta's worth. Why? Because you can borrow someone else's sukkah. Okay, and that's the idea. So that leads us in two directions. First, the Rebbe Rukavina mentioned before, what's this business by Ner Chanukah? By Sukkah, you don't have to own it. But the other thing we see is that a pruta is always the minimum amount, right? It's less than a pruta is not considered to be having any share in anything. Okay, so by Sukkah, you don't need any share in it, so you don't have to give a pruta. You can all sit in a borrowed sukkah, and you can go to somebody's house for lunch and then use their sukkah and so on and so forth. But the question is, why is Ner Chanukah different? So we know that by Lulav, we have a pasuk, right? In the Othair and same Parsha Zemor, Perakov Gimel, and Pasuk Mem, and Vayikra. Well, Kachta Lachem, Ba'omar Ishton, et cetera, Priyatadar, and Esser, Kaposwam, Lulav, Anafaitavas, Hadassim, Arminachal, Arovas, and so on. And the Gemara has the famous drasha in a few places. I printed Sukkah Mem Aleph and Beis 23. Lochem, Mishel Lochem. As I said, Masha Mishel Lochem. Ulekachtem Lochem. It's got to be your own. Lahotzi es hashol, not a borrowed one. Es hagozol, not a stolen one. Mikan Amru, like we just read on Daf Chavzayin. Also, Ein Adam Yotze Chavasu Biyom Tavrishon Shalchag Bululavo Shalchavero. We all know this din by lulav. You cannot be yotze on sukkah the first day of sukkah. You cannot be yotze on sukkah the first day of sukkah with somebody else. Even he gave it to you. He gave it to you willingly. Here, I'm happy to have you borrow it. No, it's got to belong. You give it a present. That's a different story. Then you own it. Okay? But that's one drasha. Lachem, lahotzi es hashol ves hagozel. In the Yerushalmi, there in sukkah, paragimel alacha aleph, it speaks about something which is also Bahanoah. It says shofar akuma, shofar that was used for a goyishah purpose, shal irni dachas, shofar from an animal in the city is supposed to be destroyed. Rabbi Lezer Makosher, Tanav Chia Kosher, Tanav Hoshi Apostle. Hakol modim belulav shu apostle. The lulav from an irni dachas is apostle. It's in the Mishnah, right? Ma ben shofar, ma ben lulav. Why is there chilek, at least according to some, between shofar and lulav? Because on Rios of lulav, ksiba lakach kam lochem, mishalachem. Hello, mishal isahanoah. So Mishalachem, it's got to belong to you. It can't be something that's also Bahano. Belonging to you means it's yours, and you can theoretically do whatever you want with it. Something which is also Bahano, like something Avodah Zarah is also Bahano. Okay, property from an Ir Nidachas is also Bahano, right? Carbonate explains Shofar Sha'akum means, there again, Parag Gimel Hoch Aleph and Shami 26, Shofar Sha'akum means Shashim Shu Al-Akum, or Fil Shtachav El-Hel-Akum, whatever, some use for idolatrous purpose, okay? But in Issa Hanoah, I look at the other carbonate, the Lo Mishal Issa Hanoah, the Lo Karina, but Lachem. If it's also Bahanoah, it can't be called Lachem, right? But by Lulav, everybody agrees that it can't be, right? That's what the Pnei Moshe explains 27, I call Modu B'Lulav, Shal Avodah Zohar Sha'akum, Apostle, because Lulav, it says, Lachachtam Lachem. And for the word Mishalachem, and Isohano is not Lachem. And that's the Rambam Paskin, Parakhes of Hilchas, Shofar Sukkalov all together. It looks like Chanukah and Megillah together. Megillah first and Chanukah. So you have three things. Shofar Sukkalov. So Parakhes is Lulav. Parakhes, Hilchas of Alacha Yud. 28. Ain't other Miyotu Biyam to Rishon. Shachag Bululav Shachavar. You can't be Yotu to somebody's Lulav, even if he lent it to you willingly. Not you stole it, he lent it to you. Still, it's no good. Unless he gave it to his present. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon Tov, Reish, Nun, Ches. Siv Gimel 29, Ein, Adam Yotze, Nechavos, Vim Rishon, Belov, Shechaver, Shish, Ilo, Debe'inen, Lachem, Mishel, Lachem. Has to belong to you. Vafilo, Omar, Yehe, Shechad, Shetetzo, no, I'm giving it to you, just to be Yotze, Vachakrich, and then it comes, reverts back to me. Vatalam, Anas, Lachzer, and so, that, no good. That's like Shol, that's like borrowed. Unless, Inas, Vatalam, and that's Mutter. Okay, so that's a din with regards to lulav. Okay, that's a din with regards to lulav. But where do we find? Do we find such a din with regards to Ner Chanukah? Obviously, there's no pasuk lachem because Ner Chanukah is not in Tanakh. Okay, it's not in Kisra Kodesh. It's not too much in the Mishnah either. It doesn't say in the Mishnah either. And guess what? It doesn't say in the Gemara either. So is there a din of lachem like the Rabbi Brookham asked before? Is there a din of lachem? We know. We just saw it by lulav. Is there such a din by Ner Chanukah? Well, it seems from some Rishonim that there might be. There's an interesting Ramban in the Chiddush Ramban in Psochem Zayin and Aleph. Third, I mentioned this last week on Monday Shabbos. This Ramban and also the Ran there, Psochem Zayin and Beis. Okay, in the Chiddush Ran, it's also in the Ran on the Riff in Psochem. The topic there is Nusach HaBrocha. You know, we have two different formulations of Birchas HaMitzvah. Can we discuss this the other night? We have two. Sometimes Birchas HaMitzvah are formulated with the lashon of Le, two, right, infinitive, Leishev Basuka. Okay, lehisatev betzitzis with the li infinitive, right? Some brachas are formulated in that fashion with a li lishmoa kol shofar, right? Other brachas are al, okay, al. So al achilas matzah, okay. and al metilas lulav. Okay, so the question is, why are some brachas with the lit and some brachas with al? It's a big question discussed by the Rishonim, and different Rishonim come up with different rules, and there are always going to be exceptions to the rules, not so pashut. Okay, and all the rules are going to have exceptions, and the Rishonim try to work this out. So the Ramban in Pesachim Zanim and Aleph, there the Gemara was talking about the bracha on bir chometz. We say al bir chometz, right? And when we start the Medika, al bir chometz. So the Ramban has a thesis. Lush Ramban. Pesachim Zanim and Aleph. Ani Omer 30. Shekol mitzvah she'anu yotze v'lechatchila de acher. Any mitzvah which you can be yotze through somebody else's agency. So you have someone else do it, could go on like beer chametz, right? I don't have to search. Someone else can destroy my chametz, right? So then it's al, like shechita mila, al amila, right? The father's obligated the bris mila, but the mo'el does the mitzvah, right? So it's a mitzvah done by somebody else, okay? And other things, he gives various other examples. However, trafarshas, trumas, and maises, all these things can be done by somebody else, so al is good, all right? But again, you can read through Ramban. Aval, four lines on the bottom. Mitzvah she'ef shalah sosa de shliach. A mitzvah you can't do through shliach, like tefillin, lehaneach tefillin, like tzitzis, nisata betzitzis, and so on. Or yeshivas besukah, leisha besukah. You can't have someone else do that. Those have a lamed. Good. Ask the Ramban on himself, three lines on the bottom. Vim toma harei hadlokas nerchanaka. Right? She'ef shalah sosa de shliach. Nerchanaka, we said somebody else can light the candle, and yet the bracha is Lehadlik ner shachanaka. Ramban said, according to my rule, it should be al hadlokas ner chanaka, not lehadlik ner chanaka, ner shachanaka. Right? So he says, in Toma, hare hadlokas ner chanaka, shef shal asosol ed shia, roch al hadlik. So he says, yesh on the lomar, no, shiny hosom, shadloka mitzah atzma, shia, he shahosa mitzah. Okay? He says, no, because the maisa hadloka, that is the mitzah. And he quotes this gemara that we started with on Shabbos, from Kimon Aleph, that no, you have to have a chelik in it. That's the whole idea of the achsenai, the guest who has to contribute. Guess what? You can't just be yotze through somebody else. You can't just be yotze through somebody else. If you're, you know, if you're in your homes, that's all everyone's one. But if you're in somebody else's home, so you got to contribute something. Then he gives a different teretz that the roeh, right, has to see it, and that's also a personal thing. Even though the Brichas Aro is not a Brichas Mitzvah, that we discussed the other night, maybe part of the Brichas Mitzvah or an extension of it. Anyway, the Ran also gives the same, doesn't give the second text because he doesn't agree with that, that the, about the Brichas Aro, but that's a different discussion. The Ran and the Kedushim says the same thing. He has the same clause, Ramban, and he has the same kasher, Lakas, Neres, Hanukkah, you can do it through somebody else, and we still say Lehadlik instead of Al. The Ramban's rule is that when you can do the Mitzvah through somebody else, the Bracha is Al. He can remember the cave of the Amin and Parapamalik and Sarklish, Dr. Pimpite, because the Gemara says you have to contribute something. Cave and Shayna Yotze, Elabishal Atzma, Rayan Mitzazu, Yachal, it's kind of like the Acher. Can't do, the guest can't be Yotze just by watching and smiling and waving at the candles. Okay, you got it, he has to participate. The Vujram also writes in Birchas Amitz Mishutem 32, the same question. And we make a bracha with the lamed. Yeshomer shadlok asmi. It's the same answer, okay, as the Ramban. And we make it with the lamed. All right. Now he says the truth is we because of chavivas hamitz, everybody lights on their own. Also, that's how we do it. But be that as it may, you see from these we've shown him that they hold literally. No, this mitzvah can't be done through somebody else. You've got to have. It's like locham. Even though I don't know where they got it from, but apparently. Maybe it's modeled after called the tikkun rabbanan, came the rice of tikkun, you know, so mitzvah nechanak is a, lakas nechanak is a mitzvah rabbanan. So the chachamim always modeled their mitzvahs after any existing patterns in the Torah. So here we have lachem by sukkah, so that's what it seems from this Rambam, from this Ram, this Avugram, seem to say that it's the same thing by nechanak, you have to have some chelik in it. So it's not enough just to do it through somebody else, you have to give some money, and thereby you have a share in the menorah, in the oil, not the menorah, but the oil or the wicks and so on. I do want to point out, for the sake of completion, the Meiri writes, not the daf in Pesachim Zayin Beis, the Masav Chachmei Adoros. The Meiri writes, "V'kashali b'divrayim." I don't understand that. Ner Chanukah Shafi Nasa Deshliach Chabam Elav Eloshin Dochim. They say, "Well, you know, he finds that answer kvetchy." You know, that answer the Ramban and the Ram give the Avudram. Well, the Meiri is before the Avudram, but this Avudram quotes it also. He writes, "V'kama cholos tamzeh." He says that the Miri finds some inconsistency here. The fact that he has to give a pruta, that's not because he doesn't elaborate, but he's pointing us in a different direction, the Miri. He's saying, That's not doesn't mean it's a mitzvah shebegufa that he has to have some ownership. Okay, that to me just speak my inyan kishashem and sarach shishalo sheinidon kilu sarach lasos begufo. That's not it that the shemen has to be his. He finds something problematical. So again, this is another thing pointing us perhaps in a little bit of a different direction, but at least from those we've shown him, from Ramban and the Ran, and maybe others, it seems that there is some sort of a din of lachem by Ner Chanukah as well. However, there's a tshuva from the Shaar Ephraim. Shaar Ephraim was the grandfather, I think, of the Chacham Tzvi. The Shaar Ephraim, it's in 38, it's in the Lamed Ches, but he builds it on the following Gemara. He says, you know, we have a famous discussion in Shabbos. Now, the reason why, most of the din of Chanukah appear in the second parak of Shabbos, parak by Mehmed Likin, not in the Mishnayos, but in the Gemara, because the Gemara was talking about what type of candles and wicks you can use for Shabbos candles. And then willy-nilly, they got into a conversation about their Chanukah also. But then it starts with this. On Shabbos, Chaf Aleph and Bey, it starts on the bottom of an Aleph, but I'm only quoting part of it. Amr B'zer Mabasna, Ramla Amr B'zer Amarav, Psilos, Shmanim, Shomacham, and Malikim, and Shabbos, Madlikim, Mehmed Chanukah. We know, those who say by Mehmed Likin know that certain types of oil, certain types of wicks are no good for Shabbos candles because sometimes they smell bad, but others because they're going to go out, they'll blow out. Okay, they're not strong. They flicker. They're no good. So the Rav says those which the Chacham said don't use on Shabbos. Okay, you are allowed to use those on Chanukah, whether for the weekday Chanukah or even for Shabbos Chanukah. Amri, why? Amri, Yerma, my time of the Rav. Kosovar kavsa ein zakuk lo, because according near Chanukah, if they go out, you don't have to relight it. So even though they may flicker a little bit, it's not a big deal by Ner Chanukah. If they blow out, they blow out. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do that in the first place. Set it up so it doesn't. But if they flicker a little bit, it's okay. Kav Sein Zakar. And also Ishtamish Ori, not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candle. So we're not worried that he'll adjust it and so on and so forth. On Shabbos, we're worried that if you have it flickers and not the right kind of oil, so you'll tinker with it and end up violating Shabbos. We're not worried about that on Ner Chanukah because you can't use the candles anyway. Shabbos candles, you are allowed to use. In fact, you're supposed to use. That's what Shabbos candles are there for, right? So therefore, that's the point. But the idea is that it's also lishtamesh la'ora. Okay, and Rashi explains why is that true. 35, chaf alaf ha'beis, but also lishtamesh la'ora, shei nikar shuner mitzah. It's got to be clear that this is for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, not for you. Let's remember, in the olden days, people lit candles every night of the year. Okay, why? Because that's how you could see in their house. No electricity. So everybody lit candles all the time. Okay, I mean, every night. If you wanted to see, I'd light candles. We don't have that clear electric lights. But so Ner Chanukah, you're not supposed to use, like we say in Hanei Rosalalo, Ein Lono Rishus, Lishtamish Bam, El Rosum of Avad, right? So the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal Halacha Vav, 36, Kol HaShmonim, V'Kol HaPsilos, Ksheres on Ner Chanukah. All types of wicks and oils are good, even though you wouldn't be allowed to use them for Shabbos, even if it doesn't, the light is not so strong and not so good. Even Leil Shabbos, you're allowed to use those. The Rambam says, Lafisha also Lishtamish Ner Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbat, Bein B'Chol. You're not allowed to use it to count your money or even to learn about other things like that. It's a discussion. Maybe to learn, you could. The Shulchan Aruch, Timon Tefer, Tafrei Shain Gimel Sif Aleph, Paskins this way as well. Okay. He says, of course, it's better to light with good candles. If you don't have good oil, so use wax candles, which are Oren Solol, Kamo Shemen, fine. All right, but the same idea, Lafi, Sha'osol Ishtamish B'Ner Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. So now, a question about Tashma Shal Kedusha. What if I don't learn by the Chanukah candles? That's a question. It says here in the Shulchan Aruch Aser, but Yesh Misham Matir. Fine. So the Shara, what's all this got to do with us? So the Shara Ephraim, Simon Lamed Ches, and his Chuvas, 38, writing a letter, he begins with all kinds of beautiful adjectives and accolades for whoever he's writing this Chuvah to. He says the following. Okay. Hine Bosle Vechala Kovar Akula. Fine. I want to examine a question. Asher Nishalti. Shuluni Zemikar Kodim Chanukah. Hamai says Shahoya Kachoya. Listen to this. Shara Ephraim. Interesting question. Bishlu Chema Bikdeir Shabosa. Okay. They cooked, this is a Yoridea Shalom. Somebody cooked up butter, milk, butter in a Fleisha Gepat. Okay, now they realized, okay. So now, obviously it's a problem of Basra Chavs. You can't eat it. And the pot, whatever the din is going to be with the pot and so on. So this asked the following two questions. I'm not allowed to eat that butter, right? Okay, and again, you know, let's say it coagulates and, okay. So, and again, we throw it right out. But in the ancient times, people didn't have as much affluence and so on. So the question was asked was, can I use this as a candle? You have this butter, which let it coagulate, let it harden, and it's basr cholov, right? Because it was butter, milk, and it cooked in a fleshy pot. Okay, I'm not going to eat it, but I'd like to use it to see, you know, to light my house one night. And B, he says, and can I use it for Chanukah? okay? Instead of oil, I've used this butter candle, which is made out of basar chalav. So he writes, Hashela Rishon ain't tzarich lefanav. No question there. Pasha l'asar, because basar chalav is l'asar b'hanah. Right, not only not allowed to eat bas b'chalav, you can't have anah from bas b'chalav either. Unlike other most other trade foods, you can have anah. You can't eat it, but you can feed it to your animal. You can sell it to someone, but you can't bas b'chalav not. So bas b'chalav is also aser b'hanah. Can't have any benefit. So therefore, lighting this butter candle is going to be aser because it's also b'hanah. But however, the second question is in question. Okay, about whether you light Hanukkah candles or not. Okay, because we just said before the Hanukkah is also l'shtamish la'ora. I feel a tashrish of kedusha, even for to learn by according to many. So it's also so therefore, it's also b'hanah. So maybe that wouldn't be a violation of hanah from bas b'chalav because you're not getting hanah. Mitzvahs lav lahenis, no mitzvahs are not for hanah, and you're not getting any hanah because you're not allowed to use the candle. That's the question he's asked about. So he says, Tshuva, alnil said l'viray lahatir. I think for ner Hanukkah, maybe you can use this bas b'chalav candle, this coagulated bas b'chalav. Butter, that hardened into bas b'chalav. You can't eat it. Okay. You can't get personal off of it. B'nei Hanukkah, you want to say maybe you can. Okay. Why? So he has a lomdus based on a Gemara in Sukkah. We'll look quickly at the Gemara. The Gemara says in 39, Sukkah, Lama Dalamad Alam, Mishnah. Esoga goes away of his puzzle. Shall a share of his own Nachas puzzle? Shall Arla puzzle? Shall Truma Tamei puzzle? Okay. And Esrog, which was from an Asher of Minyan Dachas and so on. Okay, and Rashi says in the 40, the Gemara's explaining it. The Gemara's going to explain why that is. 41, Sukkah Lamed Hey Amanah. The Mishnah's on Lamed Alam Beis. 39, the Gemara Lamed Hey Amanah explains. Shall Asher of Asher of Dachas on my time? So came the Lestrei for Karksusa Michtashira. That means since you have to burn Avodah Zorah and Asher and Dachas be burned, so it's as if it doesn't exist. And therefore it doesn't have a shear. A little of an Esrog has a minimum size. This thing is considered like it doesn't exist because it's supposed to be burnt, so it doesn't meet the minimum size. Arla, then it says, shall Arla puzzle? What's the matter with Arla? So some say because you can't eat it, and others say because Ein Bo Din Mamon. Ein Bo Din Mamon. Now we'll look at that reason for right now. Okay, what does Ein Bo Din Mamon mean? The second Rashi in Lamed Hamad Aleph there in 42. Okay, that's one problem because Esrog also has to be Lachem. At least the first day. So if you're not allowed to, that's the first day. It's Ein Bo Heter Achila, not allowed to eat. Arla means it's the fruit of a tree in the first four, in the first 3 years of the life of the tree. It doesn't usually happen. They grow, but okay, you have an Esrog tree and it produces an Esrog. So now it's an Esrog of Arla. So you can't use that for the mitzvah. Why? One Mandomer says because you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore it's lacking Lachem because Lachem means you can do whatever you want with it. If you're not allowed to eat it, not allowed to eat it. The other opinion is, Lish Ein Bo Din Mamon, it's not yours. Similar idea, but focusing a little bit different. So Rashi explains, and there in the second Rashi in 42, Sheino Shavapruta, the Isha Hano, Hilchah Lav Shalachem, because the Isha Hano, so it's not yours. So therefore the Shara Frayim says 1 second. But he says that, he quotes this Gemara in Sukkah. Okay. And in the second paragraph, he says, Im Kane, it's about 4 lines down in the second paragraph of 38. Muchach, he says, the time of the Kosra Lachem, Gabe Esrog. He says, that's by Esrog, it says Lachem. So therefore, it has to be Lachem. So it's even though it's also Bahanoah, okay, but it's also Bahanoah, so it's lacking in Lachem, right? Or it's also Bahanoah, so it's and you're not allowed to eat it. Both reasons the Gemara gives. So the Shara Frayim says, If it applies, ilo kasher achmona lachem, havamini the gam arlo tumah tamei kasher la'esrog, afshu aser b'hanah. It's true that says the Shara Frayim that it's aser b'hanah, but so what? Okay, I should be allowed to use it for the mitzvah because again, mitzvahs lav lahenis nitnu. Okay, and I'm not, that's not called hanah, right? It's aser b'hanah. So ma hasen is esrog d'oraisa afshu l'hakam when you share the kasher. Like Arla, if not for the fact that it's a Lachem. No, if not, the Gemara's implication is the only reason this Esrog is also is because it's lacking in Lachem. You have Exeris HaKosa, it has to be Lachem. But if not for that, then it'll be okay. It's also Bana, so what? This is not considered Hanah. That's the Shara Frayim's point, right? In other words, you follow? The Shara Frayim is saying that the Esrog is only also because it's lacking Lachem. And therefore, it's because it's also Hanah, it's not Lachem. So therefore, it's no good. But implication, that if it wouldn't be for the fact that Lachem, this wouldn't be a problem. Even though it's also Banah, so what it's also Banah? I'm using it for a mitzvah, that's not called Banah. So therefore he says, with Saba Ner Hanukkah, he says, we don't have such a din. Okay? We don't have to do by Ner Chanukah. Look at the last two couple. I mean, Nussel, and Nidon, Didan. Come back to our topic. And he says, don't tell, at the end he says, that there's another possible issue of Mitzvah Bo Baveira. So before I get to that, okay, we'll come back to that point afterwards. But by Ner Chanukah, it should also be kosher, for, you know, it's Nisan Noah. We call Mokar, we have Mitzvah Lava Hedestendu. And it's the same thing here too. So he writes, Im Kain, look at the last words. We'll come back to what he said about the Balamor maybe later. He says, Im Kain, Mutter Lahadlik Neres Chanukah Bechemesh and Nasu Yisra Noah. My opinion, it's Mutter to use that thing for Ner Chanukah. Okay, what do you see from there? That whole discussion is clearly the Shaar Prime is not worried about Lochem by Ner Chanukah. He says, you have it by Esau. Very nice, I have a pasuk. And he's not interested. He has this whole lumdus to explain that it doesn't apply over here. So Lemaisa, what comes out from the Shaar Ephraim, he's not all worried about Lochem. Okay, there's no Lochem. It's by Lulav, by Esrog, there's a din of Lochem, and not by Ner Chanukah. And therefore, he allows this, you know, you're not allowed to eat this, and so on. He says you can use it by Ner Chanukah. Similarly, one of the Achonim, the Shaar Ephraim is an Achon. Okay, we saw some Rishonim seem to imply otherwise, but the Shaar Ephraim doesn't even entertain it. Okay, his assumption is for sure is no din of Lochem. The Sholom Meshiv, Rosh Hashanah Nathanson, also in the 1800s, a little later than the Shaar Ephraim, writes, Madur Tliso, Chelik Aleph, Sim Shin Mem Tes, Indian Shemin Hagozel in Er Chanukah. What if I stole Shemin? So I was, yes, somebody stole Shemin from Er Chanukah. So then it's a Mitzvah Bo Baveir. So that's what the Baal HaMor discusses, whether Mitzvah Bo Baveir applies to Mitzvah Darbanan. Because the Gemara brings up in Sukkah Mitzvah Bo Baveir by the second in Sukkah, but then later on the Daf, it's not so clear. Anyway, I don't go into the whole top problem that that's what you're referring to. Rage Zion Hay. So that's Rabbeinu Zrachi Halevi. So that at the end of the Sharfa, that's the Baal HaMor. That was his name, Rabbeinu Zrachi Halevi. So the author of the Mor, the Baal HaMor. So he says a question whether by Darbanan is Mitzvah Bo Baveir. So he says, I'd like to suggest that it is okay. Okay, because you know why? You acquired it. Even if it was stolen, you're not allowed to steal. There's no question about it. The question is, can be Yotze if you did steal? So if I stole the oil, so he says, the fact that I now made it, I changed its status, okay? I made it, that's called a Shinu Maise. There's a halacha is that even if I steal something, I legally acquire it. Doesn't mean I'm allowed to steal, but I legally acquire it. It's called through effecting some change in the item. I did something to the item. So now it became mine legally, even though I still violate stealing, but it becomes now mine legally for various purposes. So he brings a raya from a Tosos and Shabbos, Naf Nunchas, Afal Pishin, with a Kippah Shanis, also a Sapor, Tor min amidris. Okay, talking about the din kutumus medris. Medris means it's something you sit on, can become tome. So let's say I have some sort of a garment and so on, and now it was a kippah, something like a kerchief or some kind of a kerchief. That's what Rashi says. Well, let's look at the Gemara. We'll come back to Shalom Yishuv in a second. It really starts with a sugi and menachas, chav dalam and alam. Okay, I go over and raise. Vatran sadin tome medris. But also vila and tar min amedrus. I had a sad in a sheet, which was tome, because, you know, zov, somebody who's tome sat on it. But I made it into some type of that's not a medrus anymore. I made it into a vila, like a partition. So it's tar min amedrus. Okay, right? So medrus shachal of zov, also vila. Parcel, if they have pests of a kavush, when I hung it up there, I built it into the one out, it's a partition in my house, right? So it's tar. Okay, tar, and it's not going to be able. It's tar from it. Remains other types of tuma, but not tumas medrus. Not so interested in the din of tuma. So that's the Gemara of Menachas, Chav Dalet and Aleph, go over to Chav Dalet and Beis. Part two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Chesem and Aleph, 46. Yes, Mesei, Kippa, Shutam and Medjus, Minasona, Sapor. Okay. The Sefer, I keep saying Sapor, I always say Sefer. I took this kerchief and I use it now for a Sefer Torah. Before I think I mixed up the two cases. The Sefer, it's a Sefer Torah. Okay. I took something which was a kerchief, some type of a cloth. And it was Tomei Medrash. And now I put it on a Sefer Torah. I use it to wrap a Sefer Torah. So no longer Medrash, not being, you know, not going to be used to step on a line anymore. Right? The Rashi says, look at 47. Rashi says, Sanhedrin Chesed Aleph, Nosol Sefer Torah. Again, it's Torah Min HaMedrash. Again, the details for Tomei Tara are not my interest right now. The point is that by changing the status, what's the common denominator? Okay? So you've changed the status of something. The Gemara in Menachos, you change the status of this cloth, the sheet, which somebody lies on or sits on, and you made it now a partition by building it into the wall. That's what Rashi says, right? Look in the second Rashi in 45, Menachos of Dalamay says it, Vaso Vilon Perso Lifna Pesach Kovo Shom. You built it in, and you changed the status. Okay? And the same thing with Sanhedrin, you change it. How do you change the status in Sanhedrin? The Gemara said, had you took this kippah, tzayif, right? The, you know, kind of cloth, the head covering. So now you use it to wrap the Sefer Torah. And not our mantles. Ever see the Sfardi Sefer Torah that have these cloth things over it? Okay, so that's what you use it for. Good. But once you put it to the Sefer Torah, now it's Asur B'Hanoah. Okay, so the Gemara brings it up, just the fact that you designated, is that enough? Hasmona Milsa, that's the topic. We're not so interested in the Tumen Tara details. What does all this have to do with us? So, the Gemara in Shabbos, one more Gemara, go over to Nuches Mabez. Gemara in Shabbos talks about a bell, okay, Zug Shel Behema, okay, and you were Koveya at Adelis. So again, you're changing its status. The whole sugya in Shabbos, Dun Ches Arav, Kovar, Dun Ches Arav. You can read the sugya in the Rashi's. What's important for us is Tosas. And then we'll come back to Shol Mishnah. Look in Tosas 50, Shabbos, Dun Ches Arav. I know I just ran through a few things. Tosas puts it together. The Gemara says, when it comes to this bell, so Afal Pisha, Chibra, Vedelis, or Kovar, Smeim, Tomei. It's still Tomei. So ask Tosas in 50, Shabbos, Dun Ches Arav, Dun Ches Arav, what do you mean? Why should it remain tummy? But hard to amar by comments, Rabbi. That's the more menachos with the sheet, the bed sheet that became a partition, right? Sadin asovilo tar menamedes. So he says, no, lav mishum kvias greater tar elamayr she also shum shinin maisa. It wasn't just that he built it; he did some other shinin maisa. Okay, so that's how Tosfos gets out of it. Unlike the case in Shabbos, we didn't do that. But then, but what about Bahad Amar Ben Igmar Din, Igmar and Sanhedrin Memches, with the cloth that was originally a cloth, some kind of a kerchief, and I used it for the Sefer Torah. Kippa Shasal Sefer, Torah Min Amedes, Afal Pishalo Asta Shum Shinu Maise, they didn't do anything, you just put it on a Sefer Torah. So look what Tosa says. Kavan, the Neser, Bahano, they Kain, Choshev Kashinu Maise. Okay? The fact that you made it now, Asher Bahano, by fixing it to the Sefer Torah, that makes it into a shinui maisa. That's a shinui maisa, even though it was no physical change. And so now come back to the Shaul Meshav in 43. He says, well, according to that Tosus and Shabbos, okay, he quotes the Tosus and Shabbos, that a shinui, that's called a shinui maisa. So look at the top of the page. Well, if he's there, Khan, that I set aside this shaman for Ner Chanukah, I'll upon him, kol shehischa lahadlik ksas, vadai denes, avin kain, shuvahav a shinui maisa, it's not called a mitzvah bo baveira, because mitzvah bo baveira, one of the rules of mitzvah bo baveira, is not any situation where I do something as an aveira and later on the mitzvah results. That's not what mitzvah bo baveira is. We know mitzvah bo baveira means that the aveira is still active, the aveira is still intact. Okay, I stole a lulav and I used the lulav. It's the stolen lulav. But if you guys remember from the Lulav HaGozov, I made certain changes and I tied things, right? So then I change it. Now it's no longer stolen lulav. I still violated stealing, but now it's mine. So says the Shaul HaMeshav. So here too, here, since I use this oil now and I lit it, okay, and I made it now, Asur B'Hanoah, because you're not allowed to get hung off for the Neres of Hanukkah. So beautiful. Now it's, I mean, still stolen, but it's not Mitzvah Bo Baveira. That's what he says. All right. Now, the truth of the matter is, he says the question is, everyone agree with that, because at the time of the hadlaka, okay, maybe there was a mitzvah above it when you first started to light it, okay. But anyway, he leaves the whole thing b'tzarach in. But what doesn't he bring up? He doesn't bring up lochem. He brings up mitzvah bo baveira, the Shaul HaMeshav, and he says he can get out of it maybe, and he quotes maybe not, he leaves it at tzarach in, but he doesn't bring up lochem. Okay, what about the lochem problem? Right, it's not lochem. So that's also an issue. And he points to this other Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Beis, page 51, Iboilu, Hadlokos and Mitzvah, Anachos and Mitzvah, famous Hanukkah sugya. What is the Mitzvah of Hanukkah? To light the candles or to just put them, let's say I light them over here and then I put them by my window? No, the idea is the lighting, right? That was a question which the Gemara had asked. So the Gemara concludes on Chav Gimel Aleph 53, Shema Minah, Hadlokos and Mitzvah, Shema Minah. Bahashram and Hadlokos and Mitzvah, Lika, Cherish, other cotton, also the Klum. That's why if a cotton lights the candle, it doesn't count, because Hadlok is the Mitzvah. If Hanoch is the Mitzvah, so I could have my kid light and I'll move the menorah over to the window, to the doorway. So it's not, it's Hadlokos and Mitzvah. That's how the Rambam Paskins, Paragdala, Lachatest 54, Ner Chanukah, Shaliko, Cherish, other cotton, O Goy, Loss of Klum, Achelekana, Mishuchai, Badlokah. That's a Shulchan Aruch too, and Tafresh Ayin, hey, Tzif Aleph, Hadlokos, Mitzvah, Anach, and Tzif Gimel, Avon Medlika, Cheresh, Shot, Kot, Loss of Klum, Alpish, and Ichagoro. So coming back to the, and the Mishabur says, and Tzif Kot, and Yud Beis, because Hadlokos, Mitzvah. So, getting back to the Sholem Eishev, so he says, no, if the Hadlaka is the mitzvah, so maybe at the moment of Hadlaka, you hadn't yet done that Shinoi, right? He said, Shinoi is, you know, when you came also Bahanah, right? They made it to an Issa Hanah, like in a case of, you know, it was the safe, the cloth, being, the kerchief being used for the Sefer Torah. But, okay, that's why he lives at Tzarech Ian, fine. But at the end of the day, you know, and that's why the Mishabura in Tafra Shayim Gimels in Cotton Bays 57, right? Shemin Agozel Tzarech Ian Kosher Ner Chanukah. But again, also nothing about Lochem, right? Finally, one other Acho in the Beis Yitzchok. Yitzchok Shmalkus, Chelik Erdei, Chelik Alef, Shem Kuf Mem Hei, Oz Tes 58, Hine Yeshri Stapik Miner Chanukah Boy Lochem. All right, at least he formulates the question. I'm not sure they need Lochem. Right, the Sholem Eishev didn't bring it up at all, and the Shaar HaFraim didn't bring it up at all. The Beis Yitzchok brings it up as a possibility. Okay, the Hainu Shela Din Momon or not, and he says, you know, after all, he has Lashtatim Pruta, but he writes, Omnam Ein Shum Svari. That's like the Miri said, the boy in Erchanaka she Yeshava Pruta. Okay, it's not true. Who said it has to be Yeshava Pruta? Where do you see that? Okay, and he says that he talks a little in Yom Tov Sheni, and he quotes the Shaar HaFraim about it. Anyway, he also brings it up, and he also leads to saying that lo, you don't need it. There's no din mamon, there's no din ownership in that sense. So the Beis Yitzchok also, all the Achronim is saying there's no din of Lochem. Ratzi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in Simon Chaf Aleph and Chanukah also presents all the different opinions. He has every Chakira in the world, so he presents his Chakira also. He suggests a justification why maybe there would be a din of Lochem. Why should there be din? No Pasuk, right? And the Ramban and the Ran said there is, but they didn't explain why. So the Rosh Pesach of Frank's Mikroi Kodesh is not in the computer, but I saw Rav Adya Yosef quotes it in the Hilyalkut Yosef Modim Shaus and Shuvah Simon Chav Zayin. Okay, here is Ragon of Rosh Pesach Frank, the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh Chanukah Simon Chav Aleph Kosov, the Benares Chanukah Binon Lachem. So now you have an Achron, a relatively recent Achron, right? 20th century, mid-1900s, Rosh Pesach Frank said you do need Lachem. Why? Yishum she'ikar adlokas haneru bishon neish shonasam adlokas menorah. And the Beis Hamikdash Shalom Haya B'Hav Shem and Eliyom Echad. Right, they only had oil for one day, burned for 8 days. You'll know. L'chein Hatakana Harishir L'chenek B'Shem and Shal Hadlaka Dumya the Hamenorah Shal Shem and Harim Mitzvah Salishka. Even though it never mentions it specifically in the Mishnah, it talks about where the Machzor Shekel meant. The Mishnah and Shkolim and the Raman Hilchos Shkolim have all everything that was purchased with the communal Machzor Shekel, Korbanos and stuff for the Lechem. They never mention the Shemen for the menorah. It never says where it came from. But the assumption is the Shemen for the oil for the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash came from community funds. Everybody has share in it. That's the whole Machzor Shekel. Just like if it is a share in Korbanos. So the Rav Pesach Frank says, no, the whole Ner Chanukah was modeled after the mace pattern that were based on the mace and the Beis Hamikdash. So the oil in the Beis Hamikdash that everybody has share in. Right? It's the same thing here. Everybody's got to have a share. And that's what he says. Okay, do me the menorah, just like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, that everybody was a shutaf, everyone had a part in. Okay? That's why it's enough to have a pruta. Okay, you don't have to have completely yours, like, look, it's not lochem in that sense, but everyone has to have some share. He said, Prince Frank says, yes. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik had a different approach. It's printed in the Hari Kedem. In the newer editions, it's the Simon Kuf Tzadi and Hilchos Chanukah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's an interesting Gemara, Hilchos Shofar, Rambam, Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. We all know this. Shofar HaGozel. I steal a shofar. That's just what we're going to do in Rosh Hashanah. Steal a shofar, and I'm going to blow to kill shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Shofar HaGozel should talk about Yotza. That's what Yotze. Why? She'ein HaMitzel B'Shmias HaKol. Okay. What's the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah? L'shmo kol shofar, to hear tekiya shoram tu tekiya, all the requisite number of times. So I did. The sounds weren't stolen. That's the Rambam writes. Ve'ein b'kol din gezel. The sounds weren't stolen. Yes, the implement used to produce the sounds was stolen, but the sounds weren't stolen. So therefore, yotze. I'm not telling you to do it. It's still gzela, but yotze. All right? So the Rav wanted to suggest, you know what? What's the mitzvah by Ner Chanukah? But Ner Chanukah, it's not the oil or the candle. It's the flame. It's the flame. That wasn't stolen. The oil to the flame is like the shofar to the sound. And he brings a raya. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Beis, 61, Amar Yitzchak Bar Radif Amar Chia, Ner Sheyesh Lo Shnei Pios, Olo Shnei Bnei Adam. If you have a candle that has two wicks, it could count for the Hakalak as Ner Chanukah of two different people. That's what Rashi explains in 62. Rashi says, Shanei Rishonim Shacharis Heinu Mechusin, and they have holes, the wicks came out of the holes and so on. So it could have two different things, look like two different candles, two different people. We Yotze, you know, Ner Lechol Echad Rechad, in your house, it count for two people. And that's the Raman Paskins, Perak Dala Lechadala, 63. Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios, Olo Shnei Be'alim, Shulchan Aruch Tu, Simutof Reish Ayin Al, Steve Gimel. Ner Shiesh Oshtepios, Olosh Mishul Shlaim. So what do you see? It's not the oil or the candle, even the wick. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the flame. So the flame wasn't stolen. So therefore, the Rav is saying it's not a din. You know, we'll see in a moment. It's not a din lochem, right? It's not a din that you have to have ownership. Okay, I mean you have to have ownership, but not in the oil and the candle. It's in the flame, and the flame counts as in effect as a separate item. Okay, where do we see that? He says, you know what? The Morris says in Beitza Lamed Tesvan of Tanar Rabbanan, Gachela Shel Avodah Zarah Asura. Okay, a coal used for Avodah Zarah is Asur, but the Shal Heves, the fire that it produces, Mutter. And same thing, Hamuda Hanom Echaber. Let's say I don't want to take an edda not to get an edda from you, so I can't earn any of your property. I take an edda, I want to then do with you or any of your property. That edda is valid. Asur beGachalto Mutter Shal Hevto. A coal that you own is I'm usher because that nether, but not the shalhevis, not the flame, because the flame is a separate entity. Okay, that's what Rashi says, right? I mean, the shalhevis was also because lo yudrek biyachamu menacher can't have anything to do with avodah zarah. The Rambam paskins hilchos avodah zarah perek zayin alacha yud gachelus of the kol asura shalhevis muteret the shem b'mamish. Okay, there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it. Same thing with Same thing. Kesheim shavodos kochavim asur manoa kach kol hanos habos men asurus. I feel him say anything but mutol lehanos b'shal heves. Okay, and it's the same thing. Hilchos adarim perik bavel achid alav asur ruvim regachal tol shulshimin. If you took a nether not to use his property, you get a benefit from his property, so I can't use his gachelas, but the shal heves, the flame I can use. Same thing. Shulchan aruch erdei sim reish chaf alav siv yabeis. Okay. So, suggested the Rav, the fact that you can't, about a stolen, you can't, it's not a question of lochem. Okay, when we say, a stolen, and we're not telling you to steal, but a stolen oil or whatever, stolen candle is mutter. Okay, because, and it's not even mitzvah ba'aver, because that's not the mitzvah. So that's what the Rav suggested in this discussion. Okay, he says based on this that by us also shemen hagozel by ner Chanukah. All right, I mean, what's the heftish mitzvah of Chanukah is the oil. So therefore, shemen hagozel by Chanukah. By the way, and that's different than the neris of the mikdash. Okay, in the mikdash, the Rav explained the shemen and the wicks and the candle. All that is part of the mitzvah. In fact, it's a mitzvah hatovas on there. You have to clean out, but it's all part of the mitzvah. We know good, but not by ner Chanukah. So therefore, there's no issue with Shemen HaGozel. So what about, he also doesn't bring up Lochem. There's no din of Lochem. It doesn't have to belong to you. The fire, even a stolen thing is good because the fire is not really part of what was stolen. So he also doesn't bring up any, that's why Shemen HaGozel is kosher. Okay. And that's why some of the Achronim, are dismissive of this problem. What about the Ran and so on? What about the Ramban or the Rishonim who seem to say the other way? So it's interesting. Okay, if you look carefully, the Rav and others say this also. I printed a bunch of tshuvas that say this, and we'll finish up with this. Look at the Luang and Avram, Siv Tov Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Katan Dalet, 71. All right, Kosav Abach, Adam Shehidlik Yochel Ahadlik Dishel Vark Yon Sheomedes Etzlo. Right, you have to have motzi somebody else. The person should be standing near you; otherwise, you shouldn't make the bracha and so on for behalf of somebody else. If you want a light for your wife, even if you lit it already, you shouldn't make the bracha unless the person's next to you. Okay, you know, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Isha madlekas in Chanukah she'af hi chayavis." Well, fine, but she can be the one to light for the whole family. The Mishnah writes in Kotan Tes, and she can make the shliach, but you've got to be there. So, what is the idea of being there if you want to be yotzi? Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and one of his tshuvas, Mador Tinyana, Shmicha Shlomo, Mador Tinyana, Simon Nunches, Os Dalin. He talks about the following. He says, you know, why is Ner Chanukah different? Usually we assume, someone make a shliach to put up mezuzah. I don't have to be there and hear him make the bracha, or have someone to separate my tshuva, B'dikas Chometz. Look at the last couple of lines of the first paragraph. He writes, L'chor kosha, Maishna Ner Chanukah, Mikol HaMitzvah, Sh'osin Ha'idei Shliach, Kama Mezuzah, Tshuva, B'dikas Chometz, Shapim, Mevorach HaShliach. Okay, Shliach can make the bracha. He doesn't have to be there, right? The person doesn't have to be there and hear him make the bracha, like we just said. So he said, because here, the Shliach is doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. by mezuzah, by other thing, by dikas chametz. So therefore, it makes the bracha. But he writes, but ulam, three or four lines in the bottom, mitzvah ner Chanukah, kevan shachivu dafka al misha habayis shalo. If I put on, let's say somebody's sick, I put the tefillin on his body, he's got to make the bracha. So if I light the candle in his house, it's his house, right? You have to light the candles in the house of the person who's doing, you know, who's sending you the mitzvah. So hadlokas b'bayis shel acher, I light a candle, someone else, that doesn't count. Okay? So he says that's the idea of shlichas. That's why the shlichas doesn't work, but it's not because of lochem, and because that's the distinction he makes, and therefore Rishon Zalman, what I think he's getting at is that the fact that those Rishonim say that you have to do it yourself, it's not because of lochem, and that Ramban and the Ramban, not because of lochem. All they said was that the mitzvah can't be done by a shliach, okay, and therefore we extrapolate from there because they hold that it has to be lochem. That's not what the Ramban and the Ramban said. Okay, well, the Ramban Aran just said it doesn't lend itself to shlichas, and that's why you make the bracha of leharik. Why doesn't it lend itself to shlichas? Because not operating the same way that normal shlichas works. And what he's getting at, and pull in what we said earlier, it's a din in a household. It's a din in a house. So with that in mind, several achronim point out, Rav Salavitchik said it also, what's the din of mishtatev bepruta that makes you a member of the house? It's not because you have to have a share in the oil, and that's not even a mitzvah, right? That's what, especially when the Rav said that the fire is actually a mitzvah, not the oil, not the candle. We have to give it. Forget about how much oil, okay? The idea is you've got to demonstrate that you're part of this household by being mishtatef, but prove that you're making yourself part of the household. Rav Vazna, the Shevet HaLevi, Chela Gimel Simon Pei, in his Tshuva 75, says this. Okay, he says, what about the Ramban of the Ran? You know, he doesn't believe that the Shemin, he asks, what about using Shemin Hefker and so on? Does it have to be yours? Same issue. So he quotes the Ran and the Ramban. He said, no. He said, what they're saying, when do you have to contribute a pruta? That's when you're not lighting yourself. When you're not lighting yourself. You took and you're lighting yourself, then it's okay that it's a Hefker, it doesn't belong to you. So what? There's no din of lochem in that. It's a thing that's partial like that. And again, because it's a din in the household, right? It's not that a lochem that I have to have ownership. So basically, the other Rav said, one of two things. Either it's in my house. So if I'm lighting in the menorah in my house, I connect to these candles, okay, because it's my house. If I'm in somebody else's house, how do I connect? Again, he said, not the candle. How do I connect to the flame? By giving some coins, and I connect to it, but not because it's lochem. No din of lochem. And the suggestion is it's not what the Ramban and the Ran meant either. Nobody holds it has to be lochem. You have to own it. The idea of being mishtate b'pruta is something else entirely. Nasan gestet, we'll finish this, 76, Chumas Lahoris Nasan Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed. Also, he writes, you know, Hine, but poskim and os alef, lo nisko shet tzorek, yine shemen shelo davke. Nobody says you have to, you has to be your shemen lochem. I quotes the Ran. And he says, I can't understand the Ran Kipshutim. It's not what it means. Because only an Achsanoi, again, he says the same thing. Only a person who's a guest has to do it because he's got to do something to demonstrate that he has some type of shaykhas to these flames. Okay, and that's the same general idea. He says he thinks that's what the Ran means. Okay, he talks about the broccoli. Look in Oz Tess, the next page. Baram, Kavanas Haranzal, the Motzino Shlichas Ben Echanaka Achsanoi, Kavanan Dechai Ben Echanaka. Okay, no, he says, It's not a question of shlichas in that regular sense. Kevin, look at about four lines of the paragraph test. Kevin, shu nosin pruta nase afu kancha bias. Vishuv yotza velokas balabias. Medinere shu beso. Velobatar shlichas. Elamishum shu atzmo shayach lo so bias. So that's what Ramban meant. It's not, doesn't lend itself to shlichas. You're right. It's not a din in shlichas. And that's why you make the bracha with the formulation of lin instead of al, fine. But not because it has to be any din of lochem. You don't have to own it. And therefore he writes in Yud, Mata Yotze de Mashakosa Ran de Binish Yonemi Shalom. That's Tafka Bach Sinoi. The Lav Shos and Pruta Mamora. Einu Yotze Kal, but Lokas Balabais. Very Balabais. Any Hochola Hotzi Elan Shebe. So the Balabais can't be Motzi his guest if he wants to. Because not the guest house. Okay? Shara Ishu Beso, Amru Bach Sinoi, Einu Bechal Beso. So therefore, by giving the quote, can I quote some in the Yudala say, you do have to have Lochem, but I don't think it's correct. And that's how really most of the Achronim, Rav Pesach Frank gave a sword. It's bottled into the Mishamikdash, but so the Lamai said we don't need the lochem, that you have to own the oil. And the whole din of Achsanoi is to give you some relationship with this house. And coming back to what I said earlier, I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes over, but according to the Rav, Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that contributing the coin was only plan B. If you have your own there, that's certainly better to light. The Rav said, no, it's not plan B. It's plan A. You have to. Now, if after you gave, you also wanted to light, now you're part of the house, you wanted to light, maybe you can. I don't know if the Rav said that or not. But the Rav held, you got to, if you want to be Yotze with what's going on in this house, you got to contribute to the house, not plan B, that if you don't have your own candle. Even if you do have your own candle, you can't light it. It's not your house. So by contributing money, it becomes your house. That's the idea, but not that there's a din of lochem. So these are some of the issues relating to that topic. Take the opportunity. We wish everybody, I'm sorry, when it's over, we should have Freilich and Hanukkah, and we should all enjoy all our candle lighting. Okay.
Hi, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a small